Do you guys remember the story of Abraham? He's first promised something from God, that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars. Yet, he's an old man, his wife's an old woman. They've been trying to have children for probably 30, 40, maybe even 50 years. You can imagine the discouragement they might have felt. So already Abraham has gone from this great joyous experience to this low in his life of wondering if the promise of God is ever going to be fulfilled. And then he's able to conceive a child with his wife's handmaid, Hagar. And so he's happy. He's thinking, well, maybe it wasn't the way we thought it would originally be, but God's plan will come to fruition. But then God comes back and says, no, you're going to conceive a child with Sarah. So he's back down in a low again. And then he conceives Isaac, and he's back up again. And then what happens today? God says, I want you to take Isaac, and I want you to offer him to me. I want you to kill him and burn him. Well, Moses is probably back down on a low again. But then at the last minute, the angel comes and stays his hand, and he's like, thank goodness, and he's back up on a high again. Are you getting the point? It's like a roller coaster being Abraham. And I think a lot of you could probably identify with that. Whether it's throughout your day or throughout your week or throughout your life, life can have its ups and its downs. These mountaintop experiences and these valleys. The mountaintop experiences are the good ones. It's when we celebrate. It might be the conception or birth of a child or your wedding day or when that boy in school asks you out who you've been eyeing for so long. A mountaintop experience is when it's easy to say, God, you are good. God, you are wonderful. But we know that life also affords us a lot of experiences that are valleys. The troubles, the difficulties. When you find out you have cancer. When a loved one dies. When that boy or girlfriend breaks up with you. I wouldn't know what that feels like, of course. A valley experience is when it's hard to say God is good. And it's hard to say God is wonderful. And it's hard to say, God, I love you. But what God tends to do, and you see this in the life of Abraham, and you see this in the gospel today, is that God gives us reassuring experiences. He gives us mountaintop experiences specifically to get us through the valley. Jesus knew that he was going to suffer and die. He knew he was going to go through a very hard time, a valley in his life. So what did his father do for him? He brought him up the mountain and gave him not only physically a mountaintop experience, but spiritually. He transfigured him. And God not only gave this to Jesus, but he gave it to Peter, James, and John as well. Peter's going to deny Jesus three times and be tempted to despair. James is going to struggle with the early Christian church as the first bishop of Jerusalem. John, the beloved disciple, is going to stand there and watch his best friend die on the cross. He was the only male disciple to follow him to the cross, and he's going to stand there and watch him die. So what does God do? He gives them this mountaintop experience of the transfiguration to reassure them that everything's going to be okay in the end. He's going to give them a promise, a little foretaste of what's to come. And brothers and sisters, Jesus wants to do the same and has done the same in your life. Ways of reassuring you about what the end result's going to be. And he first and foremost does this by drawing near to you. The scriptures today say that God descended upon this mountain in a cloud. Imagine, put yourself in the shoes of James, Peter, and John. These are faithful Jewish men. To them, Elijah and Moses are the two biggest figures in their religion. Okay? Imagine yourself meeting the Pope and the Bishop, and you're there with them together. You'd probably be pretty excited. Well, even better for Peter, James, and John, who are there with Moses and Elijah, who have died and gone to heaven and the presence of God, and they're seeing Jesus, his clothes all become white. They feel close to God. And I want to share with you today something that St. Ignatius says we should do in our prayer and as part of our day. And it's called recollecting or remembering. And it's specifically during that part of the day when you feel like you're down in the valley, it's going back to that mountaintop experience and remembering. It's holding on to that mountaintop experience. What did Peter want to do when he saw Moses and Elijah there? He said, "Lord, let's set up some tents." In other words, let's make camp here. Let's stay here a while. And what St. Ignatius suggests is that we ruminate and we chew on and we hold on to those mountaintop experiences to get us through the valley, to get us through the low times. I remember just about 2 years ago this month, the bishop came over to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton and he pulled me into the chapel. Actually, it was kind of funny. He needed to talk to Father Ken first to tell him that I was leaving, and so he told me to go outside and play. So I did. I went across the street to the ball field and played with the kids. And then he came to the front door of the rectory, and I saw him there, so I came back in. And he sat me down, and he very straight-faced, he said, "Matt, I need you to go to Christ the King." And my first reaction was one of great joy. I had remembered my summer here in 2005 very fondly, and was very excited about going to Christ the King, but in the coming days, I started to think about what being a pastor meant. I started thinking about having to worry about money and paying bills, and if I mess up and preach a bad homily, the buck stops with me, not the other guy. And I began to worry, began to get very anxious and very depressed, being overwhelmed by just the great weight of vocation. I think we all have that experience at times. And I remember praying one night. And I remember after prayer, I felt this very distinct call from God to go back to my room and to dig out a picture and to look at it. And so I went back to my room and dug through my box of pictures and pulled this picture out. And it was that kind of faded 70s look. It had the green shag carpet that looks like spew. You know what I'm talking about? It had the brown couch and the brown and, or excuse me, the orange couch and the brown and tan curtains. Some of you still have them in your house. And in the middle of this picture is a little toy train set and a little one-year-old boy sitting next to his father. And his father smiling. You can tell it was their first child because the father's still smiling. And I looked at that picture and I saw myself with my dad. And it was like God saying to me, "This is how I feel about you." And what's so encouraging about that is all I have to do now when I'm having a bad day or a hard time, is remember that image in my head, and I feel the same feeling that I felt at that moment. That's what St. Ignatius is talking about going back to those mountaintop experiences, to remember that God is with you, that God loves you. But God also wants to do a second thing for you. He wants to remind you that these valleys are only passing. I read a story recently of two French painters by the names of Henri Matisse and Auguste Renoir. They were the best of friends, both impressionists in France, and they grew old together as good friends. But Renoir became sick with paralysis and arthritis and could barely paint anymore. Yet, having spent his whole life as a painter, it's all he knew to do. He was put in an institution where he was cared for, and every day Matisse would come and he would sit with him and watch him paint as a support to his friend who was suffering. But over time, Matisse grew kind of discouraged watching his friend trying over and over to paint and trying to work through the pain. And he just couldn't really do it anymore, at least do it well. And so he finally said to him, he said, "My friend, August was his name, why do you continue to paint when you're in such agony?" And his friend continued to make brush strokes, and without taking his focus off that canvas, he said, "The beauty remains, the pain passes. The beauty remains, the pain passes." And that is what God wants to remind you of today. That the beauty with which he has made you remains. The beauty he has planned for you in heaven remains. The pain passes.